here. It is Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to On the Air. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble with you for the ride today. Don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight on this station. And we'll be on through noon today live here in the studio. And again, I want to give my profound thanks to Pastor David Rush of the Fair Park Community Baptist Church for coming on and sharing that story, the story of a good life of his wife Debbie, who sadly died from complications of COVID-19 in the last couple weeks. And for those maybe who didn't tune in or who tuning in late, she did have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. A lot of people were curious to know that. So, Glenn, you heard a little bit of it, and we're going to move on beyond it unless somebody has something they'd like to say. 740-383-9944, because basically at this point, what can you say? But what do you make of it? Here's the world we live in. Yesterday, Tracy Kinsler was on. 21% of the new cases in Marion are in people under 18 years of age. The booster shot is coming. 800 people in the last 2 weeks diagnosed with it, higher than it's ever been, even at Christmas time last year. 44% vaccinated in Marion. Not to spend this show on it, but those are the numbers. That's where we are.
Yeah, it's kind of disheartening because the minister's wife had had her shots, and I looked it up after I introduced myself to him and came in, and it's less than 0.1% of breakout diseases end in death, and that's 0.1% of the people that that get that breakout. But it shows you nothing's 100%.
But a nice man. I spent 2 hours with him this morning, and the first hour was basically all on theory of religion. And he could not have been nicer, could not have been more hospitable. And he, I had said to him that I wanted to do this interview, and he came forth, I believe, 1 week after her funeral, and said, I want to do it to help other people. Well, what a good man.
And I imagine not only did it help other people, I'm absolutely certain of that, but it also helped him cope. But, you know, the, like I told you when I came in after I listened to it and we were off the air, I am, even though I'm an atheist, I truly, truly am so appreciative for all the people that have that strong a faith. It gives them a place to go when they're as low as you can get. That has to be as low as you can get. Myself, I have a different way of coping with times where I get down. But, I think it gives them, gave the pastor a place to rest his soul.
And we're going to take a dynamic twist here.
Let's do it.
Because we're, you know, we want to thank him. And if anybody does have any questions or comments about that, do it now, and we're going to move on. And I know that was an informative 2 hours for people this morning. 740-383-9944. And like I said, we're going to take a stark change here. I was just reading a story, though, about this fire, this house explosion, and I'm not really sure why, but the city has to pay $15,000 for the demolition of the recent house explosion. Now, I wonder if that's because
it was done by maybe gas lines that were owned by the
government, or is it because the person didn't own their house?
Maybe so. Maybe they had defaulted on the house and it was just an abandoned property. I don't know.
Well, let's see here. The city of Marion will be footing a roughly $15,000 bill for demolishing a home in Marion after it exploded 2 weeks ago. During Monday night city council meeting, council unanimously approved a resolution that included $30,000 for home demolition and an additional $20,000 for contract services. Okay.
You would have thought that the explosion demolished it enough. I don't know. I looked at pictures of it. It was pretty well gone.
Well, it says, during the Finance Committee meeting, Mayor Scott Schertzer said the home was not insured, which is why insurance did not cover the bill. So I guess that's what
That was the first question I asked you when you told me about the city having to pay for that. Now, I suppose they could put it back on the owners of the property and say, you have to pay it because you didn't insure it. But that would be pretty rough.
Well, and I guess it's also my understanding from the article that it has to be expedited quickly because of the homes that are beside it.
Yeah.
And I don't, you can't take the time to take the guy to court to do it if it's causing a danger to homes beside of it.
Yeah, but you'd think the person that owned the home, well, I don't know, I'm not in that position, but you'd think the person that owned the home should be responsible for that, but, you know, maybe they don't have the means, and
well, it's my understanding only one person was in the home, and he was in pretty bad shape laying out on the lawn when it was over, so we're not even sure. I'm sure he's not fully recovered by this point.
Yeah.
Now we're going to shift gears.
Okay.
And now we're going to...
You totally depressed me today.
No. We're coming up.
We got a hole in our porch.
Well, let me tell you why I'm depressed.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I'm depressed.
Oh, we're going to continue on the depression.
Well, no. This is not nearly what other people are depressed about.
Okay.
But Geraldo.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't get a chance to do it this morning because I was doing other things during my show, but we have to update the Geraldo Journal today. Now, as you can see, this journal has been going on for many, many weeks, but we do have...
well, many, many days.
Well, 2 weeks, I think,
now. Yeah, 2 weeks.
And we thought we had hope last week, a week ago today, when Sam Donaldson said he was going to get involved. Nothing. Kreskin, Golden Voice, Thunderbolt Patterson all said they were going to get involved. Nothing.
I contacted them.
Nothing.
And I think there are other people.
And the last 2 days have been weak. The 27th and the 28th did not hear from Geraldo, basically is all it says. So here we go. But now we do have some different news today. Now, let's go to the... Everybody get out their Geraldo journals.
Yes.
Yeah, because here we go.
Are you going to have a decoder ring eventually to go along with the... Geraldo journals.
9/29/21. Is that the date? Yeah, tomorrow's the 30th, the last day of the month. Now, this, I'm sitting at home last night, surfing the web, and this story comes up on the web. Are you ready for this? You see whose face was in this? Geraldo himself.
Yep.
Here's the headline that comes rolling across yesterday. Geraldo Rivera inks new multi-year deal with Fox News. Rivera will host a Cops recap show for the Fox Nation streaming service. Now, let me give you the story. Fox News has signed correspondent-at-large Geraldo Rivera to a new multi-year deal. In addition, Rivera will host a new show for the Fox Nation streaming service, Cops All Access, a recap and retrospective program for Cops. Fox News got the rights for Cops, I believe, earlier this year. Rivera, who joined Fox News in 2021 as a war correspondent, has held a number of reporting and anchoring roles at the channel over the years. In his current role, he often appears on Fox News programming, where he delivers commentary on current events. Before joining Fox, he worked at ABC News, NBC News, and CNBC, and he hosted... a nationally syndicated talk show from 1987 to 1998. Now, this is what Geraldo said. First of all, I'm delighted that Fox News continues to embrace this old soldier in the vivid twilight of my kinetic career, Rivera said.
Whoa, he really got the words in on that.
I bet somebody helped him with that tweet. Rivera said, my 2 decades at Fox News have been action-packed, covering everything from war to natural disasters, epidemics, and urban unrest. Now, as a correspondent at large, I'm more focused on reporting and commentary for shows like Fox and Friends and The Five, and it's a blast. Through it all, I'm proud of my colleagues and deeply appreciative for their professionalism and continuing support. And money, I'm sure. He didn't say money, but I'm going to write in there, money.
I would say that's at the top of the list.
So we've been getting answers for quite a while about, you know, Geraldo's in New York. We're having trouble getting... Well, he was in contract negotiations.
Yeah, he was a busy man.
In contract negotiations, so now I got to put that in the Geraldo Journal for today.
And he was trying to convince himself that Fox is very honest. Organization.
Been there a while, 20 years now. Found out Geraldo.
He's been there 20 years?
Yeah.
Holy
cow. Was in top secret.
You'll have to excuse me.
Hang with me, caller. I'm trying to write this, update my Geraldo journal. Found out Geraldo was in top secret contract negotiations.
I was busy fixing my fingernails.
Fox.
that's important.
Were settled.
Hang in there, caller. I didn't
hear the caller. I hope I spelled negotiating right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Before I get, like, all happy that I actually did something, do you guys already have his producer's contact information?
Oh, is that Rob?
Yes.
We do have his email, yes.
I have his phone number.
Oh, you have his phone number?
Yeah. Yes, I talked to someone there. Someone answered the phone. I wasn't sure what to push, so, you know, I just kept hitting zero, thinking, I'll trick somebody to answer the phone and then give them the spiel. Well, nobody did it. It just kicks you back to the automated menu. So I thought, number 8, that sounds good. Well, the number 8 takes you
She just ran into a stop sign.
What happened?
Number 8 takes you to the newsroom, and this guy said, well, what do you want to interview Geraldo for? And I said,
Sam, what is wrong with these people at this station?
And I thought, you've got your foot in the door, Sarah. Sell it to him. And I said, why wouldn't you want to interview Geraldo? Are you kidding me? He's like the most iconic, seasoned broadcaster. Like, everybody knows his name. So entertaining. Like,
you really kissed his ear.
He's had some really big names, you know, Donahue, Dollar Jesse Raphael. I said, so he knows his way around a celebrity and stuff. And he said, well, all you got to do is ask. He said, he goes off at 10 o'clock. Call this Rob Rosicki at 10:15 and ask him. And that's how I lost my nerve, because I thought, what if I could actually get him on the phone? What would I even say?
Oh, did you get, did you call, it's right after 10, are you calling Rob?
No, that's what he told me to. He's like, I tell you what, he goes off the air at 10, call Rob at 10:15. And that's why I lost, because what they would have
Well, no, you call him. Rob right now. Call Rob and say what you just said to me. That's great.
Well, what, I don't know your schedule. And he wants
Give him the station number.
He said, do you work at this WWGH? And I said, well, I want you to call a friend of the station.
Well, you know, just call him right now and give them the station number. Just
he
give
said
them.
That potentially, I said, what do you think of the probability of us actually being able to facilitate this interview? And he said, the only problem that he could foresee is they're through iHeart, what is it, iHeart Radio or whatever.
Right.
And they own a local station here in town, and they don't own you guys, so it might be a conflict of interest.
Hmm. You think?
I'm just regurgitating you what he told me.
So, because we can't give this man's phone number out over the airwaves, are you going to call him right now and tell him to call us?
I'm too scared. I can't believe I was, like, I didn't get tongue-tied when I was talking to the guy who answered the phone in the newsroom.
So what do we do now?
I'll have to call you back and leave Rob's number on your airplane.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to call Rob.
Because what if he says, okay, sure. We'll set up the interview.
When he says something like that, you say, well, call the station. Call the station.
Yeah,
okay,
give her
so if I can get Rob on the phone, then I just give him your number and your name, and that's all I would have
that
to
works.
Do.
That works.
Yep, just have him call us.
Okay.
give him a call right now, and then call us back and tell us what he said.
I'm not trying to call anybody out here, but he was like, he said I was the first one that he had talked to about this. He did not rush off the phone. He wanted to know all about us, who I was.
Right.
Da, 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 da. He said,
I talked to an
answer. Now, I thought you had, like, a menagerie of people that were
Well, that's what, they, that's what they say. I mean, I haven't followed up on this. So call real quick before he leaves the office and then let us know what he said.
Well, we run by the half hour. I'm getting ready to roll. I got work to do right now, Scott.
Well, just call right now.
I do have a job.
Well, just call right now. He won't take long on the phone.
No, it'd be 5 seconds.
Five seconds.
I literally have to let you go right now because I have work to do. So I'll call when I can, and I'll see if I can get Rob on there. How can you not get his phone number out, but you could give me the number to get to him?
Well, because I don't know if his number is public or not, but station number is public.
Well, we can make it public real quick.
Well, no, we don't need to do that. We don't need to. So get a hold of him. We'll be here for 2 hours, and let us know what he says.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, thank you.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go. There's an update. Now, see, why does everybody at that station go, why do you want Geraldo on?
Yeah, well, You know, I suppose they're kind of trying to protect him. I remember as a person in a similar profession, I tried to protect my athletes from being harassed by people.
Harassed?
Well, I'm not saying we're harassing. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that want to harass famous people. So.
No, but I think then you would say, why are you trying to harass? You wouldn't say, because it comes off derogatory to Geraldo when you say, why would you want Geraldo as a guest?
I think he chose his words poorly.
Well, apparently he did. A listener called and talked with WTAM. Their response was, why would you want to interview Geraldo? You see, that wouldn't float with him, to be honest with you. I think that he would take that very personally.
I'm not sure she said it that way. I think she said, the guy said, why do you want to talk to Geraldo? As opposed to interview. Interview sounds better.
Well, yeah, but I mean, why? If, like I said last week, I think, if somebody called here and wanted to talk to you, even if I would go to you and say, I don't want you to talk to them, my response would not be, well, why do you want him?
Yeah. Well, no, I understand that. I agree with you. It's kind of belittling him.
Yeah, but it sounds like the way our caller answered was, you know, as if we had to prove why anybody would want to interview Geraldo.
Well, that's a legitimate question.
No, Geraldo's got deals and at Fox. He's, you know, whatever he's doing.
I'd like to know how he does his hair.
Well, this is interesting because the day he signed this deal, he did a tweet.
Okay.
And he said, Pew Research Center found very funky disparities in vaccination rates by political affiliation. 86% of Democrats are vaccinated, 60% of Republicans are vaccinated. I thought my GOP was... I don't think that's thought. I think maybe he spelled that wrong. I thought my GOP was smart party of business and logic. Instead, it's diminished into a witch doctor mumbo jumbo cult.
Boy, he's got some writers that really mess the words up.
See, that's going to get him fired over at Fox if he keeps that up. You can't say that Fox is a mumbo jumbo cult. If you just re-signed a deal with them.
Well, can I agree with him?
No, but mumbo-jumbo cult?
Yeah.
Witch doctor mumbo-jumbo cult. Oh, Geraldo. See, he got that deal inked with his lawyers, and now he can go crazy again, which is what I've always said. Geraldo is crazy.
Well, he certainly got an embarrassment when he opened the vault. That's all I can say.
And
I was looking forward to seeing what was in there.
Well, just for the record, Rivera's network has heavily been criticized for promoting vaccine hesitancy. Through a morning consult poll last month showed a decrease in the number of Fox News viewers saying they wouldn't get inoculated. According to that survey, only 27% of the right-wing's outlet viewers said they probably wouldn't get vaccinated in early August. In March, 37% of the cable's viewers said they were unlikely to get vaccinated. Some Fox News personalities have spoken out in favor of the vaccinations. A Fox News memo obtained by CNN earlier this month stated 90% of full-time Fox News employees had been vaccinated. CNN viewers are most likely consumers of news to be vaccinated, the morning consult poll showed. So I guess if you watch CNN, you're vaccinated. That's what it says.
Well, if you work for them, I heard that, what's the guy that owns Fox? Starts with an M. Anyway, he mandated...
Murdoch.
Yeah, Murdoch. That he mandated that all of his talent get shots. So.
Well, I don't watch Fox News. I don't really watch any news.
I watch 15 minutes a week because I think it's part of my job.
Are they saying don't get the shot over there?
I have never heard them say that, but I don't watch Fox and Friends. I watch their news section. So.
Well, I don't watch CNN either. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched either one of them. So I don't know what they're saying, but it is interesting to me that if you watch CNN, you're more likely to be inoculated, but if you watch Fox, you're less likely. What would that have to do with anything?
CNN probably is a lot more liberal outlet, as opposed to Fox, which is a obviously a very right-wing outlet for news. And it's been proven that the right wing, no matter, I don't know what the reason is, but is far less vaccinated.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the vaccine?
Well, the vaccine, they don't want to get the vaccine. They don't believe in it.
Right, but if I'm watching CNN, why would that make me more likely to get the vaccine? And if I'm watching...
No, it isn't. You got the cause and effect backwards. It's not because you're watching CNN that you're going to get the vaccine. It's because you're watching CNN, you have the proclivity to be more liberal.
So they're saying this wrong, then?
I think so.
Because they're saying... for some reason, that if you watch CNN, you're more likely to be vaccinated.
Yeah,
and if you watch Fox News, you're less likely.
CNN sends people around to everybody's house and gives them shots.
Well, I don't know. I think that's an odd... I don't know what the reason for that be.
I bet there are people that think that's true.
But it's interesting that 90% of Fox employees are vaccinated, so why would this be some big thing over at Fox? I bet Geraldo's vaccinated. I don't know for sure, but I bet he is.
The reason why 90% of the Fox people are vaccinated is because they've been told by their owner that they have to be vaccinated.
Oh, how confusing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on these percentages, you've been around long enough, and I've been around the barn a few times to know that these statistics and polls can... be leaned in any direction they want to say whatever their agenda is. But, you know, to say, you know, liberals watch one channel and CNN, they're very liberal, and CNN Fox is conservative. You know, but who I kind of agree with Scott on, you know, I think... you know, that doesn't matter. CNN's numbers are in the dumper right now. And they've got a couple... on Fox, Tucker Carlson's getting criticized for the very thing that, you know, they're saying he doesn't like the mandates and all that. And, you know, CNN, they've got two of their... Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon are both under... sexual harassment lawsuits right now. So, you know, you can say what you want about both. I kind of listen to both stations just to see the different takes. It's amazing what is broadcast on one station is not even touched on the other. So it's just like the border agents being accused by Biden for whipping the Haitians, which turned out to not be true at all. And that was the crisis. It wasn't the crisis of the immigrants coming in. So you just have to, you know, watch, educate yourself, and kind of make up your own mind. And I don't pay too much attention to these polls.
Well, I guess the interesting thing to me, and the whole reason this poll came up, is that Geraldo works for Fox, and the day he signed his... multi-year deal, which is the headline, he says, I thought my GOP was smart party of business and logic. Instead, they've diminished into a witch doctor mumbo-jumbo cult. Now, that's a Fox man.
But you have to, if you watch, he's on the 5, which I actually like that program because there's a lot of comedy in there. They mix, they don't propose to be news. It's more of a informative and comedy type thing. But Geraldo is on that show, and he takes the liberal stance of that show. So don't assume just because he's on Fox that he's a conservative, because he takes the liberal, more progressive side of things.
Well, he says my GOP, that's what I was confused. He says, I know
what he says, but I'm just telling you that if you watch that, he generally takes the liberal progressive side of issues. So, but On the other hand, Scott, I hear you call him crazy and all kinds of things, and you ask callers to be rude to the station up there, and I'm kind of surprised you do that because, you know, you get more flies with honey, and I just don't agree with that approach.
I hope people haven't been rude.
If you criticize him and call him crazy, I don't know why he would want to be on your show.
Oh, no, here's the crazy, as I mean crazy. Well, first of all, I don't want anybody to be rude to the station up there. I don't think I've ever encouraged that. I'm just saying call there and say we want Geraldo on the show. I don't want anybody to be rude to anybody up there.
Well, that's what you told one caller to do when you asked them to call.
What did I say?
You said call and be rude about it.
Persistent. I don't know about rude, because it seems like they're getting blown off. And they've hung... Oh, I think when I said be rude, I think they had hung up on us twice when the question was trying to be asked. So I felt they were being rude.
Oh, well, maybe I misunderstood, but yeah, I just...
Here's the crazy thing. Let me address this crazy thing. Because I've always said the two things about Geraldo. He's a legendary broadcaster, which apparently nobody hears that because that's a compliment. But the other thing is he is crazy. Now, crazy to me is like, okay, somebody who goes bungee jumping to me is crazy. What's the point of that? It serves no purpose in life. You do take your life at risk, and it just doesn't appeal to me. So to me, that's crazy. And when Geraldo...
Same as skydiving, I see.
Right, right. And Geraldo...
out of a perfectly good plane.
Right, so to me, that Geraldo goes looking through Al Capone's vault when nobody else has looked through it previously, when he gets on these shows and yells and calls people... what does he think is going to happen on the Hannity show? How many times has he been on there in 20 years? Does he think they're going to agree with his opinions, and yet every time he gets all bent out of shape, and you just said he's on a comedy show, and yet...
Well, I wouldn't call it. It's an informative show. I wouldn't call it a comedy. They have funny bits on there, but I wouldn't call it a comedy show.
Well, he gets on there and he gets all worked up and they scream and yell at each other. I can't tell you the last time I watched any channel of news that the screaming arguments deteriorated into that. I mean, is that what is trying to be done?
Well, that happens all the time on CNN when they get guests on there. So it happens on all channels.
Now, who were screaming at each other on CNN? Because I want to look this up.
Well, Barnett, she had the sheriff on there, and he was trying to tell her how the immigrants were overrunning his cities, and they got into a shouting match, and she ended up cutting him off.
Right, but that's a guest and a host. Geraldo works for Fox, so why is he yelling at his coworkers?
Well, as I said, he takes a progressive liberal side of things, and they get into controversies about that.
Well, I just don't know why he screams and yells. That's why I call him crazy. And also, he got his nose broken on television by people and then kept on doing the show.
If you watch these shows like The Talk or The View, where they have more than just one narrator, they get into it all the time, too.
But I think, is there anybody else in the history of television that had their nose broken on a talk show?
Didn't Howard Cosell get his nose broken?
I don't think so.
No. I can't say his. But that wasn't his fault, I don't think.
No, but it was his. To me, that's crazy. Why would you get involved with... I don't think Phil Donahue ever ran up and got involved in a squabble. I've never seen Oprah with a broken nose. I've never seen Jerry Springer.
But Jerry Springer shows got into fights all the time.
Right, and Jerry, you never saw Jerry up there trying to break the fight up. They had security.
Yeah, he had a big bodyguard who I think now has his own show.
Yeah, he does.
Well, and I think Geraldo probably had a bodyguard, so that's what I don't understand. Why was he up there trying to fight with everybody?
Well, I thought he was trying to, I don't know, I'd have to review it, but I thought he was trying to get out of the way, and he just got somebody threw a chair and caught him.
No, I think he was in the melee.
But I think it was a chair that was thrown that caught him.
Right, but if it accidentally happened, I don't know why it accidentally hasn't happened to anybody else in the history of television.
The they tied down the chairs.
Geraldo's a hothead. There's no doubt about it. But those are the people you want to interview. My goodness, you want to interview hotheads. You want to interview people who are passionate. That doesn't mean he's mentally insane. It just means he's crazy. And I guarantee if Geraldo came on here, if I said something he didn't like, he would scream and yell. I put on his radio show the other day on the station here. I had no idea what he had on. I turn it on, and he's screaming and yelling at his guests.
I've never listened to his radio show.
I don't think anybody has, and maybe this is the problem. But we'll see how it goes. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there we go. There's some food for thought.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying be rude to the station. Now, I think they've been rude and hung up on some of our people.
Well, you've been rude to the guys in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they've been rude to me.
Yes,
so I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But, no, I don't want anybody to be rude to Geraldo. I don't want anybody. I want people to be persistent because it seems like when people are calling that station, they're a little timid.
Well, I think persistence is your middle name, whereas our caller that was concerned about calling back up persistence is not something a lot of people are comfortable with.
Well, here's what I'm confused about. Sarah, who just called in, said, this man has heard from nobody else. Now, you have emailed him.
And I also left a message on
there. Left him a message more than a week ago.
Yeah.
Sam Donaldson said he did the same thing. Terry left a note here saying he did the same thing.
Well, we could all be lying, though.
Well, no, but that's... So are they liars up there? What's the reason for this?
I guess since nobody's gotten through and actually talked to him, they can legitimately say nobody's gotten a hold of him.
He doesn't check his messages or emails?
Well, nobody knows that except for him.
But we know it.
We don't know that he checked them.
Gavin, who was in here on Thursday, I believe called or emailed them. So now why are they... What is the big deal with Geraldo?
Well, you're not going to pay him anything, so therefore it's not worth his call.
We don't pay any guests anything.
I know, but that makes it not worth his call.
You think?
I think.
I put in the book, did not hear from Geraldo.
Well, you might hear from Sarah. And Sarah might have news here in the next hour and a half. She's very uncomfortable about calling back
up
there.
Why are the reception people... that sounds like it was a reception person who said that, because she didn't talk to Rob, so that confounds me even more. Why would the receptionist be saying, well, we haven't heard anything? Well, Ted said he talked to Steve, somebody in the office. Do these people in this office not talk?
Well, I did talk to a receptionist. I just didn't get through to anybody beyond the receptionist. I think that she told me that he was not in the studio. Thank you for calling. Click. You know, that type of thing.
Well, and Thunderbolt. Didn't Thunderbolt call in and say that they told him to call back the next day at a certain window?
Yeah.
And that the guy was a wrestling fan, and they talked for a few minutes, and so on and so forth. Well, what does he mean he has never talked to anybody?
Well, he hasn't personally, Geraldo.
Well, no, Geraldo hasn't talked to anybody.
He's letting his wall stop all the calls.
But I don't think Sarah is the first person calling in.
Oh, I'm sure not.
So why would the people at this station be... A little dishonest in this.
Maybe they're not being dishonest. There might be two or three different rotating receptionists, and Sarah was the first one to get through to this receptionist. I don't know.
It's a mess, Glenn.
And it's not a mess.
It's a mess because, you know, you set a goal in life, and that's all that's been done here. Geraldo is certainly not the biggest guest who's ever been on this program.
I've given up setting goals. Go ahead.
No, I think you set a goal in these trying times. We're in trying times, and you need focus, and you need a goal every day. And my goal is to have Geraldo be on this show. We'll create radio diplomacy. I'll go be on his show. He's 2 hours away up in Cleveland. What is the big deal?
He may not be in Cleveland any longer if he's going to take that show with Fox. Maybe he's going to have to move down to Atlanta. I think that's where...
Well, he's been on Fox. I think
they probably just tape it and send it, right?
Skype him in or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I've never been so popular that people wanted to talk to me.
Well, there's some things going on here. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's just like Glenn said, like, because there's like 10 different options on the menu. I went with 8. Maybe everybody didn't go with 8.
Yeah.
Even if they did go with 8, Lord only knows how many people are working in that newsroom.
Yeah, I agree with Sarah's got it.
Right, but so that's why we need to hear from Rob, because we have given Rob's email.
Well, I just tried to give you his number.
Yeah, but I don't think we can give his number out over the
internet. Oh, yeah, you did say that, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I tried. But if you called him, we would know more there. Now, he would be the guy who would know if people had been contacting him, because people have said they've emailed him.
Well, let's just go ahead and dream big. What if he's like, you know what? Here you go. And what if he just passes the phone off to Geraldo?
No,
like,
Geraldo.
Am I going to get zoo tickets for, like, the next 5 years?
No, no.
Geraldo's at home.
Geraldo doesn't do his show from the studio, so there's no worry about that.
I wondered what was in this for me. Okay, I'm going to give Rob a ring-a-ding real quick.
And call us back. Now, forcefully, not rudely, like that other caller said, forcefully.
You really have to tell me not to be rude. Scott, it's me you're talking
about. Would you say, Scott Spears is the king of all broadcasting, and we're trying to get radio
okay.
display.
Now, we're...
I have to say king.
I refuse to refer to you as a king.
How about ambassador?
I'm not doing that.
I'm trying. And tell him that Golden Voice and Thunderbolt and Sam Donaldson and Kreskin have all been on the air here saying they want this to happen.
Okay.
And I've been over to Phil Donahue's apartment. None of this is a lie.
Yeah, I dropped Donahue and Father Jesse Raphael.
Okay. Jerry Springer?
He's interviewed, you know, them, so... What I feel like they're on the same level as Geraldo,
and ask him to make sure, ask him if anybody else has contacted him, because we know they have. So let's see if he's telling the truth.
So you want me to ask Rob, like, is this the first that you've heard that we want to do an interview with Geraldo?
Yeah, that, and also, when is Geraldo going to come on the show? Tell him I'm talking about it every morning here for like 2 weeks, and I'm giving that station nothing but publicity.
And when he says, why do you want to talk to Geraldo? We just say, because, like, you know, he's Geraldo. There's only one Geraldo.
We've gotten everybody. Podcast. We've gotten Dick Cavett. We got all the other talk show hosts. Why? But Larry King has been on this show. Maybe Larry King will blow his eyes around in his head.
Okay, well, I gotta go. Time is of the essence. I'll see what I can do.
Call us back.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Well, now we're getting a call into Rob.
Now,
heads will roll.
I was trying to look up the email that I sent in, but on the email that I sent to Rob that you guys gave me the address for.
I don't mind giving the email. Again,
yeah.
Rob with
yeah.
one B at WTAM.com. Rob with one B at WTAM.com.
Now, the letter I sent, or the email that I sent to Rob, said that you had had, and I listed 3 or 4 very famous people that you had on the air, and that you weren't a crazy dude just trying to talk.
Well, Sam Donaldson didn't.
I mentioned Sam Donaldson. I think I mentioned the guy. you went out to his apartment in New York.
Donahue.
Yeah, Phil Donahue. I mentioned 2 or 3 others, and I thought I'd get a response from that.
I'll tell you, I have a weird story to tell.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use any names in this, but this is the type of thing you deal with. When I was back at another radio station here in Marion, I did a lot of interviews. But I would tape a lot of my interviews because I would do them at night and then they would air during the morning. So they were always taped in a system that had like an expiration date of 1,000 years from now, because the system was very deep. Oh, wait, we're getting a call. We'll remind me of this story because I want to go into this story. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I wanted to not change the subject or anything, but advise everybody to keep their doors locked.
Why is that?
What happened?
Yeah. At 3 o'clock in the morning last night, I had an intruder come in the door.
Oh, my.
What happened?
I had just got up and took 3 steps to go to the bathroom, and I heard the door open, and I figured it blew open because I didn't lock it after my brother left hours ago. And I looked over and seen somebody's coming in the door.
Hmm.
So I got back over here and plopped on the couch real quick, and in the top drawer I keep a 25 automatic.
Hmm.
And I pointed that 25 automatic at him and told him...
Got his attention, huh?
He stopped then. He got within about 6 feet of me. And he said, "Oh, man," he said, "chill, man." He said, "I just seen you was having trouble walking, and I was going to help you." I told him, I said, "Get the blank out of here," you know.
Jeez.
So,
now, what area of town is this?
Henry Street.
Henry Street. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. You know, I've left it unlocked many times because sometimes if somebody comes to the door, you know, I don't want to get up to go unlock it for them, you know, because I don't get around very good, but... Yeah, we're going to keep it locked now.
Sounds good. Stay safe.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Glad you did okay.
I've got a new app, which I kind of enjoy. I'm not. This is not a recommendation for the app, but let's see if I can get back and find out what the name of the app is. Nextdoor. And Nextdoor is kind of a neighborhood circulation point where people send in things that are going on. And I noticed about 3 or 4 days ago, there were people mentioning that there were young men around the neighborhoods stealing stuff and going up to mailboxes and things like that. And you have to be a little careful. My wife and I, we didn't used to, but we lock everything, and we double lock and bolt deadbolts and everything else. Not that I'm afraid, I just don't want to give them the opportunity.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Now, the story I was telling...
Yes, I'm sorry.
...was, I thought, you know, a lot of these people are passing on. This has probably been, more than 10 years ago now. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could get some of these interviews out of this system? So I emailed... I didn't know who to talk to be honest, because nobody's really at that station anymore that I'm aware of. So I emailed somebody, like a district person.
Is Amy still there?
No. Oh. No. So I emailed the district people, and I said, you know, just that I was there, you know, 10 years ago. I'd like to get these interviews out of the system before something happened to them. And this morning, somebody, because obviously they followed up on it, somebody from that station emailed and said they've all been purged from the system.
Oh.
Now, I'm not questioning that person's honesty, but I never told them what to search for. I didn't put them under my name.
Maybe they just wiped out anything prior to 2015 or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or
maybe they found out when you quit and they purged everything before.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds a little strange to me because I knew how that system worked, and I doubt they have changed it since then. And there were things when I was there that had been in there for 40 years.
I don't think you own them anyway. I think if you do an interview for a radio station, it's owned by the radio station.
No, I checked out on that once.
Okay.
No, it is... owned by the person who does the interview unless you have signed something with the radio station that says separate.
Okay. All right.
Because you're the one who asks for it. They agree with you. They don't agree with the radio station. It's not set up through them. Now, if you had a booker at the radio station who did it, that would be different. But I never had that.
Hmm. I must have sent a picture of the hole in the floor to the wrong person.
Why is that?
I just got a message from Lonnie. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about with that hole in the floor.
I thought you said Adam followed up and said,
yeah,
I got it.
Maybe I sent it to a string of
my
people.
Well, we're getting a call here real
okay,
quick.
Let's
take the call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
We'll have to follow back with that one after the break.
That
we'll
was Geraldo.
On the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster. And at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to